I did live in a tiny village at the foot of the Preseli. We arrived there from the Midlands towards the end of 1972. It was quite an experience. It only took me, what, about a month to realise that I was living in a completely different world. The village at that time consisted of 11 dwellings and a pub, which was an institution. And I was once asked, when I was district nursing and I was 20 miles away, one patient said, "Do you know Jacobins?" I said, "Oh, yes, indeed, I do know Jacobins." It was a very tight-knit community. Well, it took me about 10 years. And then I met four different people, all of whom were Welsh nationalists and who were all very kind and welcoming. Both Peter and I, before we even came to Wales, knew that we were coming into a different country with a different language, and I had started Welsh lessons within 8 weeks of us living there. I had looked around for the Welsh classes and decided on the one which was held at Ysgol Preseli in Crymych, which of course is up in the Preselis, and I chose that one because it had a language laboratory which I thought might help me. On the way there, I'd gone just a mile. It was a very cold night, but clear moonlight. I knew my way along that particular lane, and the car stopped. Well, I didn't know what to do. However, it had stopped outside a house which at that time had become the post office. It was called Hebron Post Office, and the lane went from one end. One end was called a place called Llety, and the other end it was Glandwr, which was in Pembrokeshire. Well, yes, I chatted with the lady at the post office who had three children, and she said, "Oh," she said, "well, my husband's out at the moment." She said, "But I'm sure he'll be able to help you." And then I think she heard him coming. She walked up the lane with me, along with her 1-year-old, who just was, just had just learned to walk. And yes, along came her husband. And so he said, "Oh, yes," he said, "I'll siphon some off my car." I was just so kind. So yes, it did. That was my first acquaintance, and I felt as in I was in a different world. It helped to welcome me. Yes, of course, they all belonged to their own extended families, and who all held together and helped each other out, which was something I hadn't had any real experience of ever. Regarding the Welsh lessons, I ended up with the ones that were being taken up at the local primary school. It was called Ysgol Beca. I back then began to learn about the Rebecca riots, and we were very near where the gate had been. And I think the only mistake that the teacher made was to not get us to do some homework, because my life at that time was in a turmoil within the family. And well, yes, I loved that, the sounds of Welsh, and which came a year later. I managed to get a job in Carmarthenshire as a relief district nurse midwife, yes, and which took me into places that I'd never even dreamed of. And but before I started that, I made sure that I knew all the parts of the body yn Cymraeg, or in Welsh, and so that I could say, oh, hello, Mrs. Whoever, how is your back today? And then, yes, listen to her. Everybody did speak English. That was something that had surprised me a great deal. But when I asked about, I mean, even the older ones had learnt English. Somebody pointed out that that was the language of finance. And of course, that rules everything, I think. And still only know a few words in Welsh. I think it helps to make me feel more at home, because I would go into a shop where I knew they were Welsh speaking, and I would say, I can't remember how to say it now in Welsh, and they would come back with a whole load of Welsh, which I could not make out at all. As Houseman said, the valleys and rivers and streams, a country of easy livers, the quietest under the sun. The Bruxelles themselves, I found, had very little water on them, which surprised me.